Tell me something, Chris. And I know that you... Do you... People ask me about you.
They ask me about you, too.
Yeah. What persuaded him to sell out? Now, what they mean is, they believe that you now believe, having gone to work for Fox, and you enjoy it, that you have left, that you're no longer objective, that you are, that the Fox News operation is biased, right-wing, not fair and balanced. You've heard that. What's the answer?
The answer, well, we sort of talked about this at the beginning. What happened to me personally was that looking ahead in my career, and because I'm a Wallace, I've got 30 more years in my career, even though I'm 60 or going to be 60 in October, I saw what was going on at the networks and saw them shrinking, cutting bureaus, cutting staff, charging more and more money for smaller and smaller audiences, and didn't see this as a business plan for the future. And so I looked around, and Fox News was the place in the television landscape, the television news landscape, that was growing. Obviously, I had a concern, mostly based, if I may say so, on ignorance, because I didn't watch a lot of it, that it was right-wing and that it was biased and that it did have an agenda. And I met with Roger Ailes, and I asked him about that. And he said, look, I like you because you're a tough interviewer. As long as you're fair to both sides, that's all I care about. I have been on the show Fox News Sunday for 3.5 years. I've never had a question asked about an interviewer, about an interviewee, a guest, about a question that I've asked. And I think anybody, and I invite you all to tune in and watch us at 10 a.m. in Boston, yeah, Sunday mornings. I think that you will see that we are equal opportunity in going after both the right and the left.